This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We're a week into the open enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act, and despite the best efforts of the Trump administration, signups do seem to be pretty healthy. The Washington Post reports 200,000 people chose health plans on the first day that they could. That's twice as many people as signed up on day one last year. Some of those folks were probably first-time buyers, the nearly 5 million Americans who turned 26 this year and so will be getting booted off their parents' plans. But buying health insurance now is not what it was a year ago, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the health desk at WHYY.
On his 25th birthday, Carl Glenn kind of knew the party was almost over.
When I turned 18, I remember my sister saying, all right, you go to big boy jail now. And it's, you know, that kind of idea of, well, in a year, you better make sure you're eating your fruits and veggies and taking care of yourself, because it's a real thing now.
Coming of age under Obamacare, Glenn made some assumptions. He'd hit 26, he'd shop online for insurance, and he'd join 10 million other Americans who get their care just like that. Then Republicans won control of Congress and Donald Trump won the election. Here's the president speaking to Congress in February.
Tonight, I am also calling on this Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Glenn, who was getting by off two part-time jobs, took this seriously. The threat Obamacare could be repealed scared him enough, he actually met with a health insurance guide, known as a navigator, to check out his options.
And I was like, do I need to sign up now? You know, like, my birthday's in September. Is it still going to be around by then? And he was saying, you know, I can't really tell you. I don't know.
Before this Obamacare open enrollment period, the biggest problem for young adults had been the daunting task of shopping for insurance. The jargon alone, deductibles, premiums, narrow networks, can chase off the most earnest young consumers. 25-year-old Kelly Weaver, a New York paralegal and Glenn's girlfriend, says right now people her age have to deal with those headaches and the prospect Obamacare may go away.
I have this conversation with a few people being like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to continue to get health care because I can't afford it if we lose Obamacare, if we lose the Affordable Care Act.
That's because of the ACA subsidies. Without that financial assistance, coverage is unaffordable for many, which Glenn realized after he talked to that navigator.
If we just want to do some like basic math with it, if I didn't have the tax credit that I was provided through Obamacare, plans I think are like $400-ish dollars.
Between those two jobs, working as a waiter and assisting a casting director, $400 is about a week's pay. He couldn't do that. But like lots of young adults, Glenn wanted insurance. So he considered all of his options, like getting insurance at work.
The restaurant that I work for, if you work there full time, you can get health care, which is really great. But working full time as a server is really hard. You're working 5 days a week, on your feet the whole time, having people yell at you for putting cheese on their food.
Glenn graduated with a degree in theater. That's the career he wants, maybe in casting. He's not sure yet. But it was important enough that Glenn decided to take a gamble, stick it out on his parents' plan, and hope Obamacare was still around by the time he turned 26. It was. So Glenn enrolled.
Luckily, they have not been able to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and so right now I'm okay. $200 a month is a good chunk, but it's something I can do.
Glenn's policy takes him through the end of this year. As the enrollment season opens for 2018, he's got a few weeks to decide if he'll sign up, because he's also applied for a couple of other jobs, some that offer coverage. Getting one of those would mean Glenn could worry about something other than the future of Obamacare. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.